The leaf. Parts of a leaf. The leaf is made up of three main parts, namely lamina or leaf blade, leaf stalk, and leaf base. Parts of the leaf. 1. Apex. This is the tip of the leaf. 2. Margin. This is the edge of the lamina. 3. Veins. This is made up of vascular tissues and supporting tissues. 4. Rachis. This is the main vein. It runs through the middle. 5. Branch veins. This is the branches of midrib. 6. Veinlets. These are the branches of branch veins. Functions of parts of the leaf. Lamina is for photosynthesis. Veins is for support, transport of water, mineral source, and manufactured food. The leaf pay leaf base. It attaches the leaf to the stem, the leaf petiole. It connects the leaf blade to the leaf base. It also supports the leaf in position. Types of leaf margins. There are three types of leaf margins according to shape. 1. The smooth margin. Example, mango and orange. 2. The toothed or serrated margin. Example, hibiscus and balsam and tridax. 3. Wavy margin. Examples, cotton. Venation of a leaf. Venation is the arrangement of veins in a leaf blade. There are two types of venation, net venation and reticulate venation. In this type of venation, the veins form a network. Example, dicotyledons such as balsam. 2. Parallel venation. The veins run parallel to one another. Example is the monocotyledons such as maize, guinea grass, rice, and banana. Some features associated with leaves. The petiolate leaf. It's a leaf with a petiole. The sessile leaf. It's a leaf without a petiole. The leaf sheath. It's a sheathing leaf base in sessile leaves which wrap around the stem. Leaf sheath is common with monocotyledons such as maize. The ligule. Outgrown at the junction between the leaf sheath and leaf blade. The stipule is a small leaf-like structure at the leaf base of leaves or some plants. Examples are hibiscus, rose, and some leguminous plants. Functions of the stipules. 1. It protects young leaves. 2. Some carry out photosynthesis. 3. Some are modified into tendrils for climbing. 4. Some are modified into spines for protection. Foliage and scale leaves. Foliage leaves are leaves carried about the soil. Its function is for photosynthesis. Scale leaves. These are simple non-green leaves which do not carry out the function of foliage leaves. Features of scale leaves. They are brown or colorless. They are thin and dry. They are found in underground stems and bulbs. Functions of scale leaves. It's for protection. Types of leaves. There are two main types of leaves, namely simple and compound leaves. Simple leaf. The one which has a single lamina or leaf is a simple leaf. The leaf blade is not divided. Compound leaf. In compound leaf, this is the one in which the leaf blade is completely divided into several parts called leaflets. Compound leaves include pinnate, pepnate, trifoliate, and palmate. Pinnate is a compound leaf in which leaflets are carried or arranged along the main stalk. Example is cassia and rose. Pepnate. It's a compound leaf in which each pinnate leaflet is divided into pinnate leaves. Example, flamboyant. Trifoliate. Each leaf consists of three leaflets. Examples, beans and rabbits. Palmate leaf. Each leaf resembles a hand. Palmate is a lobed leaf where veins radiate out from the end of the stalk. Digitate. It's a palmate leaf having deep radiating divisions like fingers, or having lobes like fingers of a spread hand. It is a type of palmate leaf where leaflets are narrow and shaped like fingers. Palmate compound leaf. In this, all leaves arise from one point at the base of the leaf. Serrated leaf. In this, there's a saw-toothed, tooth-bent-like saw towards the apex, or small-shaped teeth pointing towards the apex of leaf. The dentate, in this, is toothed. They have teeth at the margin, have blunt teeth ending at the acute angle, or large teeth pointing towards outwards. Crinate, it has rounded teeth, wavy or undulate. There is sinnate. Leaf arrangement on the stem. Two leaves arise at a point on opposite sides. One leaf occurs singly at the node or leaflet along a ratchet. Whole is more than two leaves at each node. Functions of leaves. 1. For photosynthesis. 2. Excretion. 3. Transpiration. 4. Respiration. Modifications in leaves. 1. Food and water storage leaves. 2. Vegetative propagation leaves. Such leaves have leaf buds which develop along the leaf margins. Example, bryophyllum. Insect capture. This is found in insectivorous plants. Such leaves are modified to capture and feed on small insects. Adaptive features of insectivorous leaves. 1. Color. Sweet scent and secretion to attract insects. 2. Have hairs which are sensitive to touch. 3. Produce sticky substance to attract insects. 4. Produce digestive enzymes. 5. Can absorb digested food. Examples of insectivorous plants. The pitcher plant, sundew, Venice flytrap, and bladderwort. 4. Leaves modified to reduce water loss. These leaves are reduced to small size. Example, the Casuarina sp. 5. Climbing leaves. Such leaves develop modified parts called tendrils, used to coil around a support in order to help the plant to climb. Examples are laminar tendrils found at the tip of the leaf blade as Gloriosa sp. The petal tendrils form from the leaf pencil as in passion, combretum, and potato creeper. 6. Leaves modified for defense. Examples are cactus, opuntia, and aloe vera. Plant cells and tissues. Plant cells. Examples of plant cells are parenchyma cells, collenchyma cells, serenchyma cells, vessel element, tracheid, sieve tube, companion cell, and fiber. Plant tissues. 1. Some plant tissues are made up of one type of cells that are not specialized. 2. Some tissues are made up of one type of modified cells that are specialized. 3. Some tissues are made up of more than one type of cell. Such tissues are also specialized and are referred to as complex tissues. Simple tissue. This is the one with similar cells that have similar structure and common origin. Complex tissue. This is the one with cells different in structure and origin but perform the same function. Examples of simple tissues in plants that are not specialized are 1. Parenchyma, 2. Colenchyma, 3. Sclerenchyma. It should be noted that parenchyma is the least specialized tissue and cells can differentiate into other cell types. Parenchyma, colenchyma, and sclerenchyma are referred to as fundamental tissues of plants because they are not specialized. They are the most abundant plant tissue spread, parenchyma being the most widely spread tissues in plants. One or more of these simple tissues can be found in more complex tissues. As already mentioned, parenchyma, colenchyma, and sclerenchyma cells may be found together with other cell types to form a complex tissue. A wide region of the plant made up of one or more of the fundamental tissue type only. In other words, gland tissue is made up of 1, 2 or of all parenchyma, colenchyma, and sclerenchyma cells. Gland tissue is found in stems, roots, and leaves of plants. In roots and stems, gland tissue outer to vascular tissue is referred to as the cortex. Gland tissue inner to the vascular tissue is called pith. In a situation where the gland tissue is not partitioned into two regions, such as the stem of monocots, where the vascular bundles do not form a ring but are scattered in the gland tissue, the term gland tissue is used for what is distinguished into the cortex and the pith in roots of monocots and dicots and dicot stems. Gland tissues in leaves is the mesophyll tissue. Functions of gland tissues: 1. Photosynthesis, 2. Storage, 3. Regeneration or healing, 4. Support, 5. Protection. Fundamental tissue. They consist of only one type of cells, not specialized. Examples of fundamental tissues are parenchyma, colenchyma, and sclerenchyma. Gland tissues. These are made up of 1, 2 or all the types of fundamental tissues. Examples are cortex and pith. Simple tissue. This is the one with similar cells that have similar structure and common origins. Examples of simple tissues in plants that are specialized are epidermis, which are modified parenchyma, mesophyll, which have modified parenchyma, endodermis, which have modified parenchyma, pericycle, which have modified parenchyma. Examples of complex tissues in plants: 1. Xylem. In this, they have the vessel element, tracheids, fibers in xylem parenchyma. 2. The phloem. They have the sieve tubes, companion cells, and phloem parenchyma. 3. Cortex. They have parenchyma cells, colenchyma cells, modified parenchyma cells. Parenchyma. It's made up of parenchyma cells. The cells are unspecialized and can differentiate into specialized cells. The cells serve as a packing tissue between more specialized tissues. They are called packing tissues. They are found in many parts of the plant. Characteristics of parenchyma cells: 1. Living at maturity. 2. Large cells with large bulks. 3. Thin walls. 4. Loosely packed with large intercellular air spaces. This is due to the possession of rounded corners. 4. They are turgid. 5. Are randomly arranged. 6. Cells contain starch grains. Functions of parenchyma: 1. For food storage. 2. Support through turgidity in plants and parts that are still growing and stems of herbaceous plants. 3. Packing tissues in xylem and phloem. 4. Transport of materials in cortex. 5. Wound healing. Colenchyma. It's made up of colenchyma cells. They are living at maturity, mainly for mechanical support. Characteristics and structures: 1. Living at maturity. 2. Elongated and polygonal. 3. Cells walls thickened at corners. 4. Small cells. 5. Closely packed with no airspace. Distribution of parenchyma. 1. Outer regions of the cortex of stems. 2. Midget of leaves. Sclerenchyma. It consists of sclerenchyma cells. The cells are dead at maturity. Characteristics and structures of the sclerenchyma cells. 1. They are thick. Cells were sticking with legend. Cells are elongated and polygonal. Types of sclerenchyma. Sclerenchyma cells are of two types, namely fibrous and sclerotron cells. In fibers, they are long and tapered cells. They are used in making linen, rope, string, and canvas. The sclerenchyme or stone wall. They are short with irregular shape. The sclerenchymes are found in shells of fruit, not in seed coats. They are also found in cortex, pericarp, xylem, and phloem. Distribution: 1. Cortex. 2. Pericarp or stem. 3. Xylem. 4. Phloem. 5. Pith. 6. Seed coats.